We are back. Hey, it's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Bringing it home with the final segment of the show, as always, brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company. I wonder if we're going to talk about any guns in this segment.
We might, and I think we might talk about some varmint guns, Dano. I wanted to get on a little tale here before I go tell you about Williams. They say the best bolt action, one of the calibers that's really hot for varmint hunting, believe it or not, is this little teeny tiny thing called a 17 HMR. It is a tiny bullet. Now, like we talk about a 30-06, we're talking 180 grain bullet. Okay, it's a chunk of lead. The 17 HMR shoots a 17 grain bullet.
I figured it was 17 somehow. Yeah,
17 is the caliber, but it's 17 or 20 grain projectile. And now, Liberty Turn Components actually makes them too. They show me in their and they just kick them out of this machine. It's called a screw machine that makes them. Hollow point bullets and all this stuff. Really cool. But you're talking about this little teeny tiny bullet going 2,500 feet per second. And it like, so.
Good for hunting ladybugs and things like that.
It's a gnat killer, I'm telling you. Not that gnat, hit the other one. But what a round. And there's actually, I have a quick list of the best guns in those lines. The best bolt action gun in 17 HMR, because people ask about this a lot. They say is the Ruger Precision Rifle. And I can attest to that. They are very, very good guns. I've got one in 22 Magnum and I love it. The best autoloader is the Savage A17. The gun was completely designed around that caliber to make it work. And sometimes with these high-end little real fast bullets, it's hard to get an autoloader to work good. The best lever action is the Henry Varmint Express. I have shot one of those. A while back, I scoped one for a buddy and took it out and shot it. It's pretty cool. The best bargain gun is the Mossberg 817. These are pretty simple bolt action guns with a clip magazine, plastic stock, but they work. They got a really good barrel on them because why? They're Mossbergs. They're primarily American made. And then the best way to blow the budget, you buy an Alexander Arms Tactical 17 HMR. So that'll put you into the tiny bullet varmint hunting line, which is kind of neat because it's a lot like when you're fishing for bass and then you go to the ultralight tackle.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see what you can do with 3-pound test line and try to land that 4-pound bass. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So you got to have shot placement. You got to practice. You got to be accurate, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
One
of my
buddies
has got one of those real expensive and just bolt action rifles. He's got like $1,800 into this rifle. And I said, it's a glorified air gun. You know,
right?
But it's you pull the trigger, it's like you just feel like you've experienced German precision. You know,
yeah,
it's
right.
Just and just rifle, pretty amazing. So this segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company, on the range since 1926. Yes, that's 100 years ago.
They got a big sale coming up, John, in June.
They do. We're gearing up for it.
Going to be giving away guns. They're going to have a raffle every day for a week.
When I'm not working, I'm standing on a corner with a cup in my hand.
Begging for
one leg tucked under my butt, you know, trying to get some money. I'm saving my money for the sale. So we'll spend some good time and some good money
collecting
there.
Bottle
for that.
Cans. He's doing everything. He's got a good stash.
A bottle drive. That's
like
what
23
I'll have.
Cents, $23.
So Williams Gunsight, you can call him at 810-653-2131. Better yet, go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. Great website, but they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. So
are they open on Sundays?
They're open on Sundays.
What about Monday?
Mondays and Tuesdays are open too.
Okay.
Yeah. 10 to 6.
7 days a week.
Pretty much 7 days a week, 10
How
to
many
6.
Days in the week are there?
There's 7 days
seven
in a
days.
Week.
7 days. So 7 days a week. So all of them.
Unless you're a Beatle, then it's 8 days a week, you know.
Yeah,
but
right.
That's you know, it's a classic rock station, so we got to talk classic rock every now and then.
That's beyond classic rock, I think, at this point.
It might be antique rock,
something like that.
So varmint hunting is hot. You just follow the DNR rules every year. Get the book, check on it, check your bag limits. You know, it used to be we could hunt coyotes year round. Now we can't. They put these. But everything's changing. You know, it's like deer feeding. Can we feed deer? Can we not feed deer?
Yeah,
everything's changing. So I'm not investing in anything until I know what's going on this year. It's going to be a crazy year. But know your rules before you go into woods, especially with nighttime hunting. Now, lots of choices out there as far as varmint rifles and what they had in stock at Williams. I want to go over some of the ones that really jumped out at me. First one, this is from WilliamsGunSight.com. Used guns. I got five used guns in a week right now. The gray American Gen 2 fluted 223 bolt action rifle. This thing is so beautiful. It, as soon as they came out with it, I said, oh, give me one of those. Literally drooling on the gun. Beautiful guns. Spiral fluted barrel, high cheek piece. This one's got a Nikon 3-9x40 on it. It's got that checkered gray stock. It's a plastic stock, Dan, but it's got a nice high cheek piece, very good scope. Just a great gun. $624.95. It wins the Pretty Gun Award for this week's guns. Next one, another American rifle. This one's a little simpler, and it does not have a scope on it yet, but it's the Ruger American Rifle, 22-inch, 223 Remington. It's black synthetic stock, one mag, blued steel, ready to put a scope on it, $404.95. So when I buy used guns, I try to find ones with scopes already on them, and then I see if what they did was right, and if it's not, I change it. But if it's good, I run with it. And so that'd be a good one if you got a good scope and you want to start off with a 223 bolt action. And I say, why a bolt action? Nighttime hunting's already tough. Bolt actions are good for nighttime hunting because, you know, you don't want to have a jam out there you're working with at night. And with a bolt action, it's simple. Makes it simple. Now, third gun on the list is a used Savage Model 12. And this is in 22-250. This is the old powerhouse. This one's pretty special. It's got a heavy barrel, 26-inch heavy barrel. It's got a Nikon Pro Staff 4-12x40 scope. It's a really good scope as well. Black synthetic stock. Good-looking gun with that 26-inch barrel with that 22-250. You can be smacking coyotes at 450 yards with this thing. $804.95 is the price online. So another beautiful rifle, and that one is really, really nice. Now, a close second to the wow, what a beautiful rifle is the Weatherby Vanguard used that they have with a 20-inch barrel. It's a compact version, so it's nice for like when you're like me. I'm a big guy, but I don't have real long arms. Compact versions are built for persons with shorter arms. This is a great rifle. It's in 22-250. Black synthetic stock, but it's got that the contour of the Weatherby Vanguards, which is a high cheek piece. They look just like the Weatherby stocks, but it's got a synthetic stock. This has got a great scope on it, though. It's got a Redfield 6-18x44 scope, which is a really, really nice scope for coyote hunting. It's got sling swivels, and the price on this one is $604.95. So that's a really, really beautiful rifle. That gets my that comes in second for pretty. Now, the next gun, which is our last gun of the list for varmint hunting guns this year or this week, used Savage Model 110, and they came out with this gun about 2 years ago. It's got a green stock, and it's got like an overmold rubber stock, and it's got a heavy barrel. And it's Cerakoted in gray. So it's really cool with the green stock and the gray barrel and gray action. This one's in 243. Sometimes a forgotten caliber because a lot of people use it for antelope and medium-sized game and even deer hunting, but it is a very, very good. It's a 6mm, and it's a very good caliber for coyote hunting and varmint hunting. I know a lot of guys go prairie dog hunting with these. It's powerful, but you can bring the loads way down and shoot light loads. You can shoot 45 grain bullets through this thing, and they just scream. You'll get over 3,000 feet per second out of it. So this has got a 22-inch heavy barrel. It's threaded, so you can put a muzzle brake on it or a suppressor. It comes with one magazine, but it's got a Leopold Variax Freedom 3-9x40 scope on it. So it's got a nice scope on it. It's got scope covers on it as well. The green stock, you'll like it a lot. I've held one of these in 400 Legend for quite a while at the store and begrudgingly gave it back to him. I did not buy one, but beautiful. Now, this is going to be an impressive performing rifle. The barrels on these Savages are top-notch. They've always had good barrels. This rifle you can get for $824.95. and it's a nice package. I would be very, if I was looking for a 243, I'd go snatch this one up right now. Bring in something old, trade it in, get rid of your old, get your new, and get out to Williams Gunsight at williamsgunsight.com or go to the store. They are open 7 days a week, Dan. So just so you know. All seven. Every day of the week.
Consistency, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes, every day.
Nothing. For 100 years, they've been around celebrating their 100th year.
And they make the sights right on site.
Yeah,
that's the cool thing. People go, why is it called Williams Gunsight Company? Because they make sights right there.
They sure do.
Very cool. I've been going there for over 50 years and loving every minute of it. So send me an email. Tell me your story about Williams. I'd love to hear it. So for now, that's it for me.
All right, we'll wrap it up. We'll get on out of here. We'll make way for more Ultimate Classic Rock coming up here on your home for Ultimate Classic Rock in Lapeer, US 103.1. We'll be back again next week for more Gunsmith Show, 8 to 9 every Saturday, US 103.1. Thanks for listening.